So the story gets weirder and more interesting and perhaps more true as we go along, and it is the possibility of Chinese interference in Canadian elections and Canadians working with China to affect the outcome of the election. The latest kind of bombshell of the whole thing is Han Dong, who is the MP for Don Valley North, resigning from the Liberal caucus in tears. He is still, of course, the MP, but he does so as an independent. He's been accused in news reports of going to China and asking them not to immediately release the two Michaels when Canadians wanted those two citizens back, because he thought for some reason that it would be advantageous to the Conservatives if they were released right away. He says none of that is true. Joining me to follow up on all of this, the former Asia-Pacific chief at the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, CSIS, Michel Junot-Katsua. Good morning.
Good morning, Jared.
How do you feel as a former member of CSIS that reporters are saying their sources are inside CSIS?
I think it's about time that the Canadian hears about exactly what we have known now for decades. I can return all the way to Mr. Mulroney, and I can assure you every single prime minister, one after the other, and their office have been compromised. We know by whom, we know when, we know how, and it has been a problem because CSIS has been going to all the prime ministers, one after the other, telling them what was going on, and they didn't listen. They didn't hear. And the only conclusion we can come to, it was because it served their partisanship element. So it served their purpose at one point or another, or it served their personal interest. And the third one is that because we know that they had been infiltrated by agents of influence, not necessarily spy, but agent or Canadians that accepted to work on behalf of the Chinese government and were able to influence the decision process. And for that, we have been under quote-unquote attack since the mid-90s, because back in the mid-90s, I was the chief of Asia-Pacific when we discovered for the first time the donation that the Chinese embassy gave to both the Liberal and the Conservative the same year. And that was public knowledge in the record. And we discovered that. They were clumsy at that period of time. Since, for three decades later, they're far more sophisticated, far more elaborated. They deployed much more operations and activities in order to gain influence. They don't need control. They just need to be capable to steer us in certain direction. The problem that we all have at the end of the day is the immensity of the deployment that they've done, and also now the perception that our friends internationally will have. Because let's remember one thing. Canada sits at all the major tables, I don't know, NATO, NORAD, Five Eyes. And now the people are looking at us and say, hey, wait a minute. You have my secret. Are you capable to protect my secret? Because at the end of the day, this is the challenge that we're currently facing also internationally, our reputation to be capable to be capable to play with the big boys in the big league.
Okay, but this is amazing, what you have just said, and I want to clarify some of this. As the former Asia-Pacific chief at CSIS, you're saying that you've been warning prime ministers going back through various parties, either the Conservatives or the Liberals, for decades now, and they didn't do anything about it. Are you talking exclusively about Chinese influence, and is there the possibility that these inside CSIS sources are talking to reporters now because they're frustrated?
You're bang on. This is exactly what took place. This is exactly what took place, because now they're seeing the immensity of the problem, the big threat that we are facing, all the evidence that we were capable to bring to the attention of the prime ministers, and they did nothing. They did absolutely nothing. They went to the prime minister exactly what took place. And I'm talking only about the Chinese. Foreign interference is not only a Chinese issue. the foreign interference comes from other countries as well. And we've witnessed those things as well. So that is one of the reasons why we need several things to take place. First of all, we need to have a law that speaks specifically about foreign interference. Then when you have the law, we need to create separate investigative body that will answer only to the House of Commons, not to a minister, not to the Prime Minister, because obviously CSIS and the RCMP have been sort of mute, have been sort of neutralized because of their chain of command. So we need to report directly to the House of Commons, an investigative body that will be capable to investigate, to have search warrant, to proceed with arrest and prosecution if need be. But we need to have a legal framework for that, which doesn't exist as we speak.
Okay, but I want to continue to press you on this. You're saying that CSIS has reported to prime ministers about them being compromised going back three decades. That's a lot of prime ministers. Are you saying the prime ministers themselves have been compromised or the process has been compromised?
Both. We have investigation and evidence that demonstrate that either the prime minister or its inner circle were compromised. And they knew about it, or they were informed about it, or they were willingly sort of participating in this. This is big. This is the reason why we got here a whistleblower, which has never existed in CSIS before, a whistleblower that comes out and sort of say, enough is enough. And it's not one sources, by the way. It's several sources, because Global News has its sources. The Globe and Mail has its sources. And there is even people on the Hill that have their own sources. So we're having now a lot of very frustrated people that serve and made an oath to protect this country. And of course, we're going to have a witch hunt currently trying to find those sources, because ethically, they broke their rules.
All right, I have to ask you about something else here. I don't want to run out of time with you. It's big stuff that you're telling us here. But an accusation against Han Dong, and it's how he ended up having to step down, was that he went to the Chinese consulate and he asked China not to release the two Michaels at the time because that would be to the benefit of the Conservatives. How would that be to the Conservatives' benefit?
Well, that's a very, very good question. At this point, I think that I don't have a lot of information. This is a very specific investigation. What we can speculate is two things. One thing is that somewhere, somehow, in the liberal arena, either by himself, Han Dong, or somebody telling him, go to the Chinese and tell them not to release right away. We need to find out a little bit more where this motivation is coming from and how it would have benefited. It's because at that period of time, the Conservatives were putting a lot of pressure on the Liberals, and it could have been perceived, and again, it's speculation on my part, it could have been perceived like a win for the opposition, that we succeeded in putting enough pressure on the government because the government was not proactive enough in their assessment or in the appearance that we were praising.
All right.
Just like what we're currently seeing, the government is not taking the leadership that it should be taking, and it's missing a great opportunity to rally people rather than to divide people.
Some people have said these sources inside CSIS have an axe to grind, and you're telling us, yes, they do. That after several decades, somebody in CSIS said, look, enough's enough. We've been telling you about this at various conservative and liberal governments, and you didn't do anything, so now we're going to blow the cover off the thing.
I don't go with the axe to grind. I don't think CSIS has an axe to grind. I think CSIS, or I should say the whistleblowers, have a respect for the oath that they passed to protect this country. And they're seeing now that somebody is not part of the solution, somebody is part of the problem. So what do you do when you realize and you have evidence that somebody is part of the problem? You've got to neutralize that problem as well. So it's not an axe to grind as much as exercising fully and morally the oath that they signed for.
Michel Junot-Katsua is the former Asia-Pacific chief at the Canadian Security Intelligence Service. It's always good to talk to you. Thanks for doing this.
Appreciate the moment. Cheers.
This is the iHeartRadio Talk Network.